Episode 31.
I've never been in a shop this clean, or I've never been in a shop this organized. Just trying to stay on top of, you know, of your daily activity and not fall into a trap or a slump of, well, that really don't matter, because it all matters to the customer.
Welcome, aftermarketers. Prepare to learn just one thing from today's episode and take action on your journey to remarkable results. A warm welcome to Todd Holliday of Winchester Tire in the land of barbecue and Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Todd, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
Absolutely, Carm.
Hello, Success Partner, and welcome to Remarkable Results Podcast, your on-demand audio vault for exceptional entrepreneurial interviews that has sometimes been referred to as an educational series for the School of Hard Knocks or the place where wisdom flows. Hope you like the spruced up website. Besides being a repository for all podcast episodes, resources, and industry links, don't miss reading my blog articles, one specifically on food trucks that may inspire you to have a customer appreciation event. Find it on the remarkableresults.biz website under blogs and articles on the nav bar and enjoy. Keep in mind the challenge I gave on episode 29 with Leanne Best from the Breaks for Breasts program. The challenge was to triple the shops involved in 2015 to 426. It can only happen if you act. Please revisit the episode and show notes for all the information. Breaks for Breasts is on for the entire month of October, and thanks for this. Now meet Todd Holliday, the second-generation owner of the 43-year young Winchester Tire and Alignment in Memphis, Tennessee. Like so many of our podcast entrepreneurs, this is a great story on growing up in a family business when before school and after school, it was all about being at the business and helping out. And I'm sure you can relate to that in some way. But that is how so many of our very successful service professionals came up inside a family business. Todd, a reserve motorcycle cop, gives us some great Southern hospitality and takeaways. Among them is Todd's philosophy on treating competition as friend and family. Also, the reason he chose the location of his second shop, his most recent equipment purchase, what eats at Todd, and what some may feel is a good problem and some may agree with him, and how he is not bashful to charge a labor rate and parts markup that will sustain his business. Learn about Winchester Tire's commitment to customer service differentiation and what they do each morning, 1 hour before the shop opens. This episode is jam-packed with great gems, so listen to learn just one thing and use it in your business and your life. Here we go. A fabulous family business, I believe, if I'm correct, 43 years. Was it your dad who started the business?
Yes, it was. May of 1972.
Wow. And May of 72, it was a great year, by the way. And I remember that really well because I was just coming out of college. And it was maybe right around there. And so tell me how he started it. What drove your dad to start the business?
My dad worked for Firestone for many years. Came up to service manager, store manager, then went to work for a company called Kelly Springfield. Used to have retail fire and service centers in our area. Sure. And he was a district manager for Kelly Springfield. And at some point decided, hey, it's time to break out and do this for myself. So he subleased a little small three-bay shop in Whitehaven here in Memphis, right by the airport, and got his start there. A few years later, bought a vacant lot next door to the original building that he was subleasing and built a 8-bay shop with 2 alignment pits.
And the rest is history. So when did you decide to dip your toe, or what was the impetus that said, hey, I want to join the family business?
Well, like I always tell people, I was pretty much born in the business. We lived in this area, so I worked came to the shop every morning before school and helped open up and clean up, and then walked back to the shop after school and stayed until closing time. So since the second grade, I've been so pretty much my whole life. Moved away for 10 years, lived in Anchorage, Alaska. came back here in about 1990 and been a drivability old carburetor man to being a service writer. And then approximately 10 years ago, purchased a business, bought my dad and my brother out.
Wow, that's a big step.
Yes, sir.
How was Anchorage?
Alaska's great. Beautiful, beautiful country. Great place to live. Great place to work.
So what's got you fired up right now as a business owner?
As a business owner, you have to have a don't quit attitude. And with the economy and just a change of things in our market, trying to stay on top, all the new drivability and computer and factory scanners and all that, just, I mean, what really drives me is not getting behind and staying at the top of my game.
So what do you do to overcome that? What's your plans? How does it work? What's your strategy?
Well, we try to, I stay on top of owning factory diagnostic equipment for one.
Okay.
We do constant training through Delco and other parts suppliers. We participate pretty much company-wide. We participate in all the training that becomes available. Just starting to get into some webinars and some online training, but as far as hands-on classes, we participate over 90% in anything that comes to town.
So do you have any minimum requirements for your techs as far as the hours of training they need to have each and every year?
I have not set that in our handbook. Never ran into a problem so far as people being willing and eager to train. The people who don't want to learn and grow in this business pretty much are not a fit for us, so they generally move on pretty fast.
So as a business owner, how do you balance this work-life balance and be sure you're spending time with a family and growing a great business?
Well, that's probably the toughest part, I guess, to keep you on your toes. My kids are all grown now, so it's my wife and myself and got two grandkids. It's a lot of hours. I actually own another shop now that I purchased 2 years ago in Midtown Memphis. So between those two, my middle daughter actually runs that operation. See my grandkids a couple nights a week. Other than that, it's a busy, busy schedule running two shops. And then I also volunteer for Sheriff's Department, right? I'm a motor officer reserve for DeSoto County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, that was a question I was going to ask you, so let's bring it up. So you're a reserve motorcycle, if you will, cop, right?
Yes, sir.
And what got you into that and what keeps you engaged in it?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I grew up riding motorcycles. My son-in-law is a police officer in a neighboring city and is a motorcycle instructor. So helping him for several years, doing the training, certifying new officers. It's a great group of guys and very challenging career thing to do. And it's just a lot of fun. It actually is my vacation or break away from the business, I guess, because when you're on that motorcycle doing escorts and different jobs like that for the Sheriff's Department, you really don't have time to think about this. So it gives you your mind to break away.
So I think what you're really saying to me is that it's an elixir and an energizer for you.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And to have some fun riding motorcycles in Memphis. Oh, my. The only thing you'd need is some barbecue, and you got the world by the... So I just heard you say that your daughter's running your second shop, which means you're a multi-shop owner now. Third generation. Were you excited that happened?
A little reserved at first. You've been around this business very long time, and this business is very, very challenging. So a little concerned at first. Her experience was in retail marketing, but she got in here and took off very well. Within 2.5 years was really further along than I probably was after 10 years.
Your dad probably offered you some sage advice throughout all your lifetime. What was the best you ever received?
You know, the things I learned from my dad were obviously hard work. You have to be there every day and do your part, lead by example. Probably the best wisdom that I have taken from him. He was big in our State Tire Dealers Association.
Okay.
As one of the founding members of that back in 1973. The philosophy, I guess, and the business mind that I got from him is nobody is competition. We don't see anybody in town as competition. Through our 43-plus years, We've had repair shops and tire stores set up straight across the street from us, less than a block away on the next corner. I've always been willing to help them out, loan them tools, loan them tires, loan them parts if we had them in stock and they couldn't get them immediately, with just allowing them to return them when they got them back. So it's more of treating everybody like a friend or family than competition.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because a lot of our podcast guests of late have been really talking about the unity and getting together and helping each other out. And that's great to hear. God, that's great to hear, Todd. Thanks. What was the boldest decision you've ever made?
Well, I would say probably buying out my brother and dad in this operation. The area that we're in Memphis, like I said, we're 1 mile from the international airport, but the area since 1972 has completely changed. It's more of an industrial area now than a neighborhood, as it started out being.
Did that drive you to get to your second shop then, into a different kind of area?
It had a lot to do with it, yes, or just a different kind of market, different clientele. You know, this area has been very great for us over 43 years, but with the economy changes in 2008 and on, a lot of the local businesses that were here have either moved or gone out of business. Most of them going out of business or shrinking in size. So we got a lot of the fleets that were several hundred car fleets that we may have used to manage. Many of them are gone, or many of them are, say, from 100 trucks to 3 trucks and stuff like that.
The evolving business economy and how any local shop would suffer with that. Yep. So if I called your daughter and I said, hey, daughter, what kind of mark is Todd going to leave on the world? What will she say?
Well, that would be a good question for you to call her and ask her. you know, I would say I think what I hear from other people, what maybe she recognizes, is if you never give up and you work hard enough, you will be successful.
The latest equipment that you bought, I heard you talk earlier about making sure that your scan tools are up to date. What's the latest purchase that's really helped out the business?
Like I said, factory diagnostic equipment. My latest purchase actually was just this past week, was a second MDI and laptop for GM diagnostic updated. We've had the MDI Tech 2 Win for a couple of years now. Now, like I said, we've added our second one. We're getting into a lot more of the later model GM diagnostic. So,
is that the kind of product that you would share amongst fellow shop in the area?
Absolutely. You know, my shop and my equipment is always open if somebody needs a hand. I have taken that exact MDI and laptop across town 25 miles to a fellow shop owner and helped him with some issues on a couple cars that he couldn't do with an aftermarket scan tool. Same with the Ford IDS and even TPMS tools. I'll have other shops call me and say, hey, I've got this car, customer's waiting, and my tool won't work, and I'll grab one of my TPMS tools and go over there and help them out to get their customer on the road.
You sound so familiar, and I know I repeated this earlier of our previous guests, that feel by the end of the day, if they didn't help someone out, it wasn't a good day.
Yeah.
In your website, Todd, you say that you are a pillar of your community. What does that mean to me?
Well, we try to always, again, lead by example. We're here when somebody needs help. You know, we are here to make money. There's no question about that. We're not a cheap shop. We use quality parts and we charge accordingly for good quality work. But I mean, when somebody needs a hand, you know, we're always willing, again, to go above and beyond to do whatever we can to help someone in the community.
So from a consumer's perspective, what is the true and the strongest differentiation of Winchester Tire versus competitors?
Well, I think many things. Being family-owned and just having an honest business, again, that's been here 43 years, you know, I think speaking to someone, you know, they'll say, well, your prices are a little bit high, but your service is great. Well, that's what we try to do. I mean, I was thinking a week or so ago, I've got some notes on my desk. You'll hear it every couple months. Well, your price is a little bit high, but, man, you do a great job. Honestly, that kind of eats at me inside to think, you know, well, what am I doing? Am I doing everything right? You know, where I need to be? But then I look, I have to charge fair, honest, competitive prices, because I have many employees and their families depending on this job. The customers that come here, they're expecting, we give a 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty on all service and repair. And to be able to stand behind that warranty and take care of my employees and be here for the customers, I mean, I have to charge the price it takes to keep and to stay in business and be profitable and to add new equipment.
Todd, that person who said, hey, your service is great, but your prices were a little high, will they come back?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so they're just honestly saying, hey, listen, I guess I'm willing to pay for this incredible service and great repair, and they're just getting it off their chest. And you're saying, sure, that's what you're getting, and thank you for recognizing that I'm the premium shop in the area.
Right. I mean, like I say, the area has declined over the years, you know, and we're not the typical neighborhood shop because we charge a good rate and we charge a good markup on the parts, but that's what it takes to sustain good employees, you know, long lasting employees. My employees are what drive it, obviously. Just recently had my alignment man retire after 31 years.
31 years with the company?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
The mechanic, the actual original mechanic that started with my dad, left Firestone and came to work for my dad because he had worked for my dad at Firestone when he started the company. Of course, he's been retired for about 15 years now. We still see him and his wife regularly, still perform the services on their car. You know, I guess the biggest thing I think that speaks to the quality and the integrity of our shop is the amount of former employees and their families, their moms and their dads and their spouses and their siblings and their children who have left the business and they still come here. You know, if an employee changes careers and goes into something else and they know that this is the only place, I mean, I guess I've set a pretty good example for them or a pretty good picture that of what the quality is. If you've worked here, you've changed your career, but you still bring your car here and your family's car's here.
Excellent, excellent story. So let me get this. Excellent quality parts, no compromise there. And then this customer service that people are willing to pay for. What advice can you give service providers to break out of mediocrity and into exceptional customer service?
Well, the things that are important to me is we come in every day an hour before we actually start open and start doing business, clean the entire office, showroom, bathrooms. Bathrooms are clean, well-kept, decorated. I have women tell me all the time they've never been in a shop that had a bathroom with flowers and pictures on the wall. The waiting area is always clean every day. Of course, coffee, cappuccino, snacks. That's an important part to me, the property being clean, the interior being clean. We clean the entire shop every morning before we start work. Just trying to stay, you know, quality and project a professional image that we hear weekly, you know, hey, I've never been in a shop this clean or I've never been in a shop this organized. Just trying to stay on top of, you know, of your daily activity and not fall into a trap or a slump of, well, that really don't matter, because it all matters to the customer.
If I was checking out my order and leaving your place, getting in my vehicle, is there anything special I would notice?
I mean, just little small things. Obviously, I have two service writers on the counter constantly, and their job is, you know, to take care of the customer. They review the order. We perform a courtesy check on every single vehicle that we work on. They review that. You know, the job there is, a lot of people say that you're doing that to try to upsell people. I'm doing that. Does it turn out to be an upsell? A lot of times, yes, but that's the quality, I think, in our shop is the customer knows where they stand. We also point out the good items, the things that are good on their car, and what they need to plan for in the future. And that's what the customer reviews. We always have, around here, it gets really hot in the summertime. It'd be heat index would be over 100 this week. So we always have a refrigerator full of ice water, bottled water that we give out to the customers.
Okay, some really good, exceptional things. Now let's go to parts. Todd, what makes you choose your first call supplier?
Quality and availability.
Got it. How about service? Is it important?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's all up there. Are they low price?
No.
What would you do to improve your relations with your supplier?
Well, I mean, I try to communicate, you know, honestly and openly with all my suppliers.
Do they understand your needs?
I think a majority. I mean, you come in from the parts industry for a long time. I think you've seen the other side, the opposite of what I see. But, I mean, you know, the service and availability is huge. And I think most of my suppliers see that.
Okay.
You know, you've got a few that they think that you're going to buy from them because they've been in the market for 40 years. And I do, because they do carry quality parts. But you have to have them available, and you have to have service. My job is to turn that customer's car and get them back on the road.
How important is the warranty program you get on parts?
It's very big. Like I said, we offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on all repair, service and repairs that we do at both of my shops. We are the only ones in the market right now that's offering that in this market. You know, that it's important. 99% of the time, your part's going to fail way before that, and you're going to know you have a failure. But when I went to that warranty, and I went to every supplier that I use for parts, and I said, this is the warranty that I'm going to go with to offer to all my customers. You know, where do you stand on this, to stand behind it? All my suppliers except for one were, oh, yeah, that's what the warranty you're offering, that's what warranty we're offering you. We will stand behind it. I had one supplier that couldn't see clear of, oh, no, we're not going to do that. That could drive us out of business. So I had one, the same one that thinks you're going to do business with them because they've been in business and we've been doing business with them for 40-something years, not operating on the upper edge of today's market.
Got it. Out of all the community efforts, your philanthropic endeavors, what's given you the most satisfaction?
Well, with the sheriff's department that I'm with and several local police departments here, we do an annual, what we call a rodeo. It's a motorcycle training and competition week, and we raise funds from the community and through the departments and donate all that time and money to Make-A-Wish. So that's probably my most satisfying and enjoyable time, is that week that we're all together. We have officers here from 5 to 8 states, and all together for a week and for a good cause of raising money for Make-A-Wish.
Excellent. What's the biggest concern or threat that you have in your business today?
I mean, you know, it seems like the biggest threat that's ever affected our business has been this economy over the last several years. You know, really hoping that this seems like this year we're on a slow turnaround. Hoping that the economy continues to get better, and small businesses continue to grow. That'll not just support my business, but support all business.
It seems like a slower turnaround than in the past.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very so. You see very small increases. You know, my new shop, obviously, I'm seeing a lot more because we've enacted a lot of things that we've done or perfected here at this business for 43 years, and enacting those that hadn't been in place there. So that business is really growing and thriving.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had already hit a pretty large peak at this business, and then the economy, it's, you know, it's a slow rebuild.
Todd, is the car dealer a big threat to your business?
In my immediate area, no. But I mean, overall to my customer base, you know, they're working hard to keep that customer there with their quick lane services, their lower than cost oil changes, and then their free oil changes for the, you know, some of them offer for free oil changes for a year, free oil changes for 3 years. Even though we know as business owners that that's all built into the price of them selling that car, you know, they work hard to keep the customer away from the independent.
What about telematics?
I think telematics is definitely a growing
opportunity or concern?
Opportunity.
Good.
Definitely opportunity. Getting, you know, we have some rent-a-car companies and some small car lots that use it a lot more than for the tracking, more so than the actual diagnostic and other information that we can gather from it. But I think definitely for small fleets, it'll be a huge factor in the future.
So put your binoculars on. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years?
My biggest goal is to stay at the top and be the best. I mean, that's our goal here, is to be the best, and honestly, that's what I work for every day.
How about another shop?
I don't know that another shop. I mean, I have looked at some other locations and not looking to be. The thing that concerns me about big locations is I understand from talking to other business owners that it takes about till you get to about 7 shops before you get so much management in place that everything runs smooth. So I don't know that I'm up for the challenge of getting past 2 to 7, but
besides your daughter, anyone in the ranks?
No, I mean, my manager at my Winchester location has been with me for a little over 20 years. So, I mean, I've got good, dependable people, but as far as family members, you know, I don't have anybody else interested in my kind of work.
Great. Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on. Great story, great family business in its third generation, and that is just something that you should be very, very proud of. So give us and our listeners Todd Holliday's words to live by.
Well, number one, lead by example. Work hard, and as long as you don't give up, you will definitely be successful.
Hey, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it and enjoyed it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.